My dear heart dwellers, may his wisdom surpass your fears and lead you into a fresh understanding of his word. Lord, I am at a loss to resolve these issues. I know that you know how to, and I'm asking you for wisdom for the souls that are so closed off. And this is on the heels of a situation, a couple of situations where I just couldn't quite communicate. There was a resistance and I could feel it. So Jesus began, you were dealing with an obstinate spirit. So I looked up obstinate, firmly or stubbornly adhering to one's purpose, opinion, etc., not yielding to argument, persuasion, or entreaty, characterized by inflexible persons, obstinate resistance to change. And here's an interesting saying, the obstinate man does not hold opinions, but they hold him. Jesus began, my children, I have many things to show you in my kingdom, but when you close the door in my face, I cannot bring them to you. The issue is one of judgment and prejudice. You feel that you already have all you need to know, so you close off the new channels of wisdom I want to give you, even through the scriptures. May I say there are many, many, many things you do not know, more than you could ever imagine. These things I wish to share with you affect your attitude and behavior, and ultimately the course of your life, as well as your example to your children. You hold on admirably to those things you have learned from the scriptures, but there is so much more, and I am grieved when you close your mind to a gift I wish to give you. The wonders of the faith were left to you by my Holy Spirit to help you grow in depth and understanding so that you can lead a holy life. Because you shut me out, your faith is not deepening and your understanding is limited. May I say, you need all that I left behind for you. I gave my life's blood so that you could receive me every day in communion. But if you resist understanding this miraculous gift, you deprive yourself of something you absolutely need to stand and grow deeper in the faith. If you did not need it, I would not have paid such a high price to make it available to you. You live in a world with others who have gifts to share with you. The saints and martyrs have so much to give when you read the stories of their lives. It strengthens you to see what I did for them and to know I can do the very same thing and even greater things for you. But your narrow-mindedness and sense of not needing anything more closes that door as well. So much I want to impart and explain to you through the scriptures and the saints, but I cannot because these things are not well received. You do not see your true state, or you would reach out for these gifts. You are malnourished and closed off from the living waters of grace that flow through so many vessels I have placed around you. If you continue to block my efforts to deepen your faith, when you stand before me and see what you could have been, what you could have done, what you could have had to share with others, you will be deeply grieved. Why wouldn't I listen? Why was I so stubborn and so slow to receive? Why did I form judgments against those ideas? It has much to do with fear and pride, fear of the unknown and pride in what you think you know, which is so little compared to the wisdom and joy I wanted to share with you through others. Please stop putting up a wall in my way. I have led you to this place for the very things you are rejecting and ignoring. I have so much more for you, but you are so full of yourself and what you think you know, there's no room left in your mind for those things that really do matter. When a soul lives with a cup that is full of itself, it has no room for more, and it stagnates or grows only in tiny increments. Yet many of the things that fill your cup are traditions of men from your cultural environment. There is much error mixed into truth, as well as a lack of deep understanding of Scripture. My words are living and true. They are not stale and old. They have a depth that most never reach an understanding. Yet so many walk around feeling smug that they know all they need to know, and therefore anything outside their understanding is irrelevant because they think they already know. For this reason, they live their whole lives in the dark and ignorance, deprived of many treasures I wish to reveal to them. Laziness also contributes to ignorance and judgment. Some are so busy accumulating knowledge and expertise in the world, they have very little time left for me and what I have for them. As a result, their understanding remains shallow, which in turn can lead to judging things they do not understand and fearing what they do not comprehend. This is what the Pharisees did to me. They didn't want to go deeper. They didn't want to risk violating the limitations of their understanding that they all stood on and operated on. They drew a line before God and said, "This far and no further." Come up higher, my sons and daughters. Embrace all the mysteries Scripture has to offer. Open your minds. Some of you are so narrow-minded a mouse could not enter there. Recall how the Pharisees strained at gnats and swallowed camels. Do not be like them. Open your eyes, your mind, and your heart to my revelations for this time and season of your life. I am calling you to a new land of understanding, far broader and more exciting than what you have lived through in your lives to date. Embrace me. Embrace the wonders in the Scriptures with a new and open mind. Test everything to be sure it aligns with Scripture, then make it your own. Your life will flourish like a summer garden and will give nourishment to those around you. You have done well to test the spirits and see if they be of God, but put aside the traditions of men you have been confined in. All of you have been brought up in environments with prejudices. It is time to examine those prejudices and see if they are stopping the flow of living waters by focusing in one area in the Scriptures and ignoring another. This is so common in the churches of your day. They take from Scripture that which they like and avoid that which they do not understand, thereby depriving others of all my word has to offer them. Then they develop strong prejudices, shunning whole concepts of the Bible and leading others into a cafeteria-style gospel that tickles the ears and offers no challenges or new growth. Do not be led astray by fear of false doctrine, ridicule, or strong prejudice. Rather, examine it through the Scriptures and embrace what is true. Reject what is false. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2:14. Jesus continued, "Notice I said approved to God, not men or their biases and traditions. Be skilled and go deeper in your understanding of my word. Then on that day you will have nothing to be ashamed of. I bless you now with humility and the understanding that there is so much more to this faith, and I charge you to hunger after the living words I have given you and rightly discern them. Again, be diligent to present yourself approved to me as a workman who does not need to be ashamed because he accurately handles the word of truth."